Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $700 thanks to Discover Card. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Hey, Cassandra, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Cassie.
Okay. I like how he called you Cassie, like he knows you.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven, but you take them down. $700 is yours, Cassandra. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number one, despite starring The Rock and having one of the biggest debut weekends ever, Warner Brothers may lose up to $100 million for what superhero movie that came out earlier this year?
Batman.
Number two, Olivia Wilde finally posted again on social media after taking a break following her breakup from what pop star?
Harry Styles.
Number three, the People's Choice Awards were last night. Lizzo won the People's Champion Award. Selma Blair won Competition Contestant of the Year for competing on Dancing with the Stars while battling MS. And the artist that sings Man, I Feel Like a Woman won the Music Icon Award. Who's that?
Shania Twain.
Number four, Peacock announced December 26th is the release date for the Ric Flair documentary. Ric Flair is a wrestler for the WWE, but was also known by what moniker?
Mr. Wu.
And number five, Nicole Kidman surprised Hugh Jackman when she paid $100,000 for the hat off his head during one of his Broadway performances as a donation to a charity. He's currently starring in which Broadway show? Oh, that's time, Cassandra. That's okay. We'll bring Raven back in. Oh, well. Okay.
Yo.
2 out of 5 for Cassandra.
Not great, Cassandra. Here we go.
Not great.
Sounds like it's going to be $800 tomorrow. Let's see how I do.
Yeah, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Well, maybe we can get ahead of ourselves. All right, number one, despite starring The Rock and having one of the biggest debut weekends ever, Warner Brothers may lose up to $100 million for what superhero movie that came out earlier this year?
I'm guessing that's got to be Black Adam.
Yes. And there's a sequel already in the works. How do they already plan a sequel that they're filming when they know they just lost a ton of money?
You know, I don't have the time to explain it and geek out, but it all has to do with their total look at all the comics that DC owns.
Okay, well, you've already bored me.
See?
Number two, Olivia Wilde finally posted again on social media after taking a break after her breakup with what pop star?
Harry Styles.
Yes, you guys are tied.
Here's the thing. Olivia Wilde, very attractive. She'll find a new boyfriend.
Number three, the People's Choice Awards. She had Ted Lasso. She had Jason Sudeikis.
Well, she's going to get somebody else. Don't worry.
Number three, the People's Choice Awards were last night. Lizzo won the People's Champion Award. Selma Blair won Competition Contestant of the Year Award for competing on Dancing with the Stars while battling MS. And the artist that sings Man, I Feel Like a Woman won the Music Icon Award. Who's that?
The one and only Shania Twain.
If you haven't seen her documentary on Netflix, go watch it. It's fascinating.
She's been through a lot.
Number four, Peacock announced December 26th is the release date for their Ric Flair documentary. Ric Flair, a wrestler for the WWE, was also known by what moniker?
He's the Nature Boy. Woo!
That's right. And number five, Nicole Kidman surprised Hugh Jackman when she paid $100,000 for the hat off his head during one of his Broadway performances as a donation to the charity Broadway Cares. He's currently starring in which Broadway show?
Oh, God. I don't know right now, but I'll just... I mean, he was doing Greatest Showman, right?
No, The Music Man. The Greatest Showman was the movie.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, Cassandra. He beat you 4-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
It's Cassandra, and I cannot beat Raven.
Better luck next time, girl. Enjoy that shirt. $800 tomorrow, Anna.